This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's talk about the podcast and the type fishing I think will be productive over the next month, both in the smallmouth bass and the stock trout streams. Okay, this that I'm throwing at you first is what I call the bank bays. These are some of my favorite, some of the most productive areas in the river. I've got, I'd say easily a half a dozen or twice that. Many of them I have applied names to. And these are what I call bank bays. Now, what happens here in the periods of high water over the number of years in the past, the high current will cut back in to the stream bank and carve indentations back there, in some cases as much as 5 or 10 or even 20 feet back into these banks. Now, these bank bays may reach downstream for 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet. So that's the bank bay. The water in those areas are protected in there from the main currents during the season because there's good fishing in those. The water could be anywhere from 2 to 4 feet deep, and they're loaded with minnows, and the bass can hold back in there and feed. Now, my favorite way to fish these bank bays is either to float or wade, and I prefer to wade if the water is shallow enough. About, let's say 30 or 40 feet out in the river from these cuts back in the bank. I cover that by casting my streamers back through there and stripping them out, and I put enough cast back there that if any bass in there is going to get a chance to see my fly. Now, my favorites back in those, the Murray's Magnum Helgramite in about a size 6. The Helgramite is probably the favorite number altogether. But the Marauder, the Pearl Marauder is good. The Hogsucker is good. And I shove it back in there as deeply as I can get it, and then strip them out real, real slowly. But I do make sure I cover that completely. Then, after I have covered that particular bank bay, I'll slip on downstream to the next one, the next one, and the next one. And there's some of them right here that, like I say, I'm not going to show you where each one is, but I'll show you the general area. But some of them I'm so entwined with them that I've actually put names on them. Okay, let's get away from the bass and jump on the trout. All right, the trout that are stocked, many of these big rainbows and browns they're putting in now are feeding heavily on big nymphs. Now, I'm talking about bass-sized nymphs. The bass stonefly nymph size 4, the bass caddis larva 6, bass olive dragonfly nymph in a 6. Those big nymphs really are tempting for these big stock trout. And since these big nymphs are going to be holding under the large riffles, I go right immediately below these riffles, start on the side of the river, cast across these, and strip them back real slowly so my nymph is swimming right along the bottom. I'll fish all the way across the stream, take about 2 steps downstream, and then repeat this. And this is very effective. But these are big trout in the big boulders where they're big nymphs. And it is very effective. So give that a try. If you have any questions on where this type fishing, either the trout or the bass, is appropriate. Do you either give me a ring or stop, better yet, stop in here in the fly shop, and I'll go the maps with you. I've got the map showing all these areas. But this is good. The big bass feeding in the bank bays and the big trout feeding on the big nymphs below the heavy riffles. So give me a ring or stop in. This is Harry Murray and Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. And if you missed what I was saying to start with this, what I'm talking about is actually what I expect here over the next month. Thank you very much for being with us, and give us a call if you have any questions.